Well. 20 over the limit on a dirt road in the dead of night. You're on your way to a booty call with some lucky farmer's daughter out here, pal. Got lead in your foot and a brick in your pants. If you don't get that dig there in 30 minutes or less, is that poor little slut gonna have to ride her dildo instead? Nah, I don't seem like someone who has a lot of sex. Probably just flying down the back road to try and feel something for once in your miserable life, huh? We're going so fast I almost thought you were gonna run for a second. Fuck. I wish you would. Come on. Don't just sit there sweating and stammering. Make with the license and registration. I'm sure you know the drill. I don't have all night. Oh my fucking god, he dropped it. Did it fall under your seat? Pick that shit up! Why are your hands shaking so much? You got something to hide? Or are you just intimidated by women in positions of power? Jesus Christ, give me that. Nervous little bitch. I'm gonna run a background check on you and see if you've got any bodies in your trunk. Holy shit, look at this dumb picture. It is you! I thought you looked familiar. But a flashlight doesn't really get people's good side, so I wasn't quite sure. Small fucking world, eh? You don't recognize me? Well, actually looking at me would help, since you've been averting your eyes the whole time, pussy. Come on, drink it all in. Yeah, there you go. That's the appropriate reaction. Is your life flashing before your eyes? All that time you spent in a headlock or stuffed in a locker or with your face in a toilet? Must be destiny that brought you back to me to get bullied some more, right? You're not surprised I became a cop? I guess that's supposed to be an insult, but yeah, no, it tracks. I always did enjoy throwing my weight around, both literally and metaphorically. You ready for this power trip to be even worse now that it's state-sponsored, bitch? Looks like you've filled out a little bit, huh? Not quite the same twerp you once were. I'd still fuck with you, though. It's not about size. It's about the way you carry yourself. And you still seem like you've got small dick energy. The fuck did you just say? Look me in the eye and say that again. Got a mouth on you all of a sudden, huh? That's new. Step out of the car. Yes, I'm serious. You're acting erratic right now. I feel unsafe. Keep your hands where I can see them. Yeah, there you go. Get the fuck up against the car and behave. Hands on the vehicle. I'm gonna frisk you. Got anything to declare before we begin? Unlicensed firearm, crack pipe, chastity cage, vibrating butt plug. Maybe some of those are just wishful thinking on my part. But I'll find out, don't you worry. Come here. Damn. What, do you lift now or something? come a long way from anime club and chess tournament. Might have to let my hands linger on this chest for a little bit. Heading south of the border now. The abs feel nice. Guess you got tired of being the ugly duckling, so you transformed into a jacked swan, eh? You're still a little trembling bitch, so... kind of a waste of your time, really. You don't have a Glock tucked in your waistband, do you? I'm gonna have to check. Holy shit! Your heart is a rock! You're getting off on this, aren't you? Fucking pervert. Oh my goddess. Have you been secretly enjoying my bullying the whole time? Gross. Did all the blood rush to your dick every time I knocked the books out of your hands? Saints. Remember that time I shoved you down the stairs and sat on your face so you'd miss the pizza party? Bet you fucking came in your pants. I mean, I kind of enjoy it less now, knowing that you're more titillated than terrified. But whatever. It's been a slow night. Gotta do something, right? Yeah, I'm squeezing your cock through your pants. What are you gonna do, moan about it? I'm sorry I said you had small dick energy. I was clearly mistaken. This was probably a wet dream back when I was tormenting you on a daily basis, huh? That instead of slugging you in the arm, I'd grab the stick and choke the life out of it. It's a shame that pantsing was never in my arsenal. If I'd seen the fat fucking bulge in your tidy whities, might have had to push you into a bathroom stall for a different reason. Yeah. You're having a good time, huh? Is that why you were going so fast? So some mean lady cop would give you an over-the-pants stroke job until you made a wet spot on the front of your fucking dockers? It's just a lucky little twist of fate that it happens to be me, huh? Let's get one thing straight. I didn't bully you because I had some secret meat cute crush on you. I did it because I could. You were weak and I was strong. I got off on it. Still do, actually. Nah. I'm not gonna make you blow ropes on your briefs. No matter how bad you might want it. Get over there on the shoulder of the road. They're acting awfully suspicious. All the moaning and groaning and panting you're doing. I'm worried you might be under the influence. Let's see if you can walk a straight line with that aching dick pitching a tent in your pants. Very nice! Okay, now let's see if you can crawl a straight line back to me. Oh, I'm dead serious. I've always wanted to be part of the K9 unit. Why don't you be my little police doggy? If you want to play with me, puppy, you're gonna have to behave yourself. Now get down on all fours and crawl over here and heal. Good boy. That was so pretty. You want a treat? Show me you want it. Speak, puppy. Bark for me. That was pathetic, and not in a good way. Again, louder, with some fucking conviction this time. There we go. Come here, you deserve some pets. Maybe a scritch behind the ear. Here's what we're gonna do, doggy. I'm gonna strip out of these pants, drop my panties, and hop up on the hood of your car. You're gonna sit up and beg. When I feel like you've earned it, I'll let you cover my pussy in slobbery puppy kisses until I come in your fucking mouth. Okay, here I am. You want your treat, right? Beg for it. Not with words, dipshit. You're my loyal canine partner, remember? Let's hear those whimpers. Aw, so cute. How could I say no to that? Get in between those thighs, puppy. Put that sloppy tongue on this wet slit. Good boy. I've already got you trained. Lick that pussy mutt. The bond between an officer of the peace and a devoted doggy sidekick is so special. Fuck, you're doing so good, pup. Keep going. Let me give you some hat pats while you eat me out. That's right. Slap that pussy like it was your water dish. Make it messy. I better be a puddle of drool on the hood of this car when I come. Just like that. Just like that. Good dog. You're gonna make your honor fucking lose it? Let that wet cunt like you lick my face. Show me you appreciate me. I'm gonna fucking come, puppy. I'm gonna gush on that stupid little doggy tongue. Get me there. Chase that kitty until I squeal. Bury your face between my legs and sniff and suck and slurp until I... until I fucking... Yes! 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 Take it all. Drink it down. Make me fucking squirt! Good dog. Good dog. Clean it all up with your tongue, like I was offering you my table scraps. I'm loving this already. Pet ownership has its privileges. You did such a good job. Do you think you deserve to get your dumb doggy dick wet now? I don't know. We don't want to spoil you. If I let you fuck this pussy, you might think you're people. You sure you're not gonna forget your place if I get down on all fours and let you turn me into a chew toy? Still thinking this over? Why don't you convince me? Show me your saddest little face. Mesmerize me with those big puppy dog eyes. And maybe I'll let you throw me a bone. So adorable. The whimpers and whines really make it. Who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, I'm sold. I'll get down on a level with you, puppy. Right here on the filthy fucking ground. Take out that thick cock and get in here like you're humping my leg. Oh, fuck! You're excited, huh? Work out those zoomies in this pussy doggy. Wrap these paws under my waist and fuck me like the stupid little animal you are. My good boy's been waiting for this for a long time, huh? It's a shame we didn't think of this back when I was bullying you every day. We could have put you on a leash and paraded you up and down the halls on all fours. Oh, God, damn it. You like that idea, huh? Don't you? Maybe it's not too late. I have to bring you to the station. Have you curl up at my feet while I do paperwork? Make you an honorary officer as long as you vow to protect and serve this posse. Attaboy. Can't be a lapdog if you want to be on the force. You're going to prove to me that you're vicious. Sick, that little kitty. Get possessive of that pussy. Are you my good little watchdog? You're going to scare off other naughty puppies who come sniffing around? Trying to fuck me? Let's hear it. Bark like a big bad dog you are. Howl. Oh, fuck. That's right, mutt. That's so fucking hot. Bay at the moon while you take what you want. Fuck me like a bitch in heat till you come buckets into your nose cunt. Yes. I'm gonna come all over again. On a puppy. Make it rough. Dog walk me up and down the side of the road until I squirt in a dick. Pretty puppy. Sit. Stay. Keep that dick in me until it goes soft. I'm gonna squeeze you over and over until you wag your tail. You always made a good victim, but you make an even better dog. Think I'll keep you. We'll draw up the adoption papers. Where'd your license go? Okay. Got your address memorized. Give me a day or two to recover from the way you just sticked me down doggy style. Then call the non-emergency number and bark into the phone. I'll know what that means. When you give me the signal, I'll be in your driveway with sirens blaring. But we're gonna do things properly this time. Collar, leash, kennel. We can't have you just running wild, getting up on the furniture. That's enough for tonight. Get back in the vehicle. And I guess I'll see you when I see you. Under normal circumstances, I'd have ticketed you. But a puppy driving a car? Who'd ever believe me? It's just too silly.
Whew! Hi, Sivis Elny here. First and foremost, hope you've enjoyed this. I am the one and only person in the making of this, plus then the author. Consent to this being out there. I'm guessing the author consents to me filling this. If they don't, they should inform me. But what I'm saying is I've recorded and edited and done all the things with this, and I fully consent to this going out and everything that's happened in here. Secondly, no matter what you're into, be... well, no matter what you're into, keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or in the realm of fantasy, and there is no shame here. We do not kink shame in this household. If you do need a break after this, do feel free to take a break. Have a hot chocolate, cuddle up in a blanket, get your aftercare. I will do the same. Mostly I'll probably just start editing, but point is, if you need a break, take a break. That's absolutely fair, highly encouraged. Have a drink. Get some water into your system. Lastly, stuff from Gone Wild Audio has supposedly started appearing in other places. If you're in other places, maybe be on Gone Wild Audio. No shame if you prefer wherever you are, but I'm on Gone Wild Audio. That's where all my stuff goes up. That and or my personal fansly. I've not been as active recently. Like, it was Pride Month that had me running about an awful lot because I'm in a lot of, like, local queer orgs. I've been on vacation for a week, and I've kind of struggled getting into the groove of things, but things are gonna normalize over the next couple of weeks. That, just life being life. Anyway, thank you all so much, and I'll be seeing/hearing of you. Bye!